right now, things are happening. Despite the cold weather and the snow and all that stuff, people, things are happening in the financial market in the United States. There seems to be more of a conviction that we're on the right road, and people are who have stayed away from markets and stayed away from this or that are now starting to go out and look, and they're looking at maybe buying a house for the first time or a car or whatever. Today we're going to talk about buying houses because it's such a it's probably the biggest investment any of us will ever make. But in order to do so, we ought to make sure we do it the right way. And my first guest is a gentleman who knows all there is to know. He is Sean Marble. He's manager with a company called Monarch Title here in Washington, D.C., or over there. I'm in Virginia, and he's here in studio with us. Welcome to Home and Family Finance.
Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure to have you. You are in the business of, how do you describe your business? Tell me if I say, Sean, what do you do? What is a title company? What do you do?
Yeah, sure. Definitely. The role of the title company is essentially to research everything there is to know about the property that you are looking to purchase. So we go back 60 years and search everything that's ever been recorded against the property, who's owned the property in the past, and if there are any open liens or judgments. And we clear those items up so at the time of settlement, you have a property that's free and clear.
So that's what we mean by clear title.
Correct.
You guys go back, your company and other title companies, go through this process of making sure the title is – well, why do I have to do – just forget about it. I'll just take my chances, Sean.
Yeah. So the issue with that is – and this is what some don't realize – is that you can have situations with your title such as open estate issues in which property was sold or changed hands and there's still a family member that had some interest in the property and was never paid for for that interest. So it's a huge claim. And I've seen it in real life happen where someone two owners removed has had to pay out to a past family member.
So yeah. You're buying that property with that person way back there who you don't even know, but they now have an interest in your property.
Exactly. Exactly.
That's
right.
Ugly, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. Exactly.
That
right.
is ugly. Are there different types of title insurance?
Yes, definitely. There are two types of title insurance. One is enhanced or sometimes called an Eagle title insurance policy, and the other is a standard or sometimes called a basic title insurance policy. Both have various protections. The Eagle or enhanced policy, of course, has some added coverage protections, some being which I point to such as forced removal of a structure. If you have an encroachment, say a fence is encroaching on your neighbor's property, any non-permitted building structure that has to be removed, you get that added coverage. And you also just overall with title insurance are insured for the entire ownership of the property.
Okay, so let me understand. So I come in and I say, I want you to clear my title.
Yes.
I want you to research and do all of this stuff that you're supposed to do, right?
Yes.
And then you will do that, and then you're going to say, we've done it, and we'll even insure that. Is that how? And so I pay you a one-time fee, or how does it work?
Correct. So you pay a one-time premium fee at the time of settlement, and it's based on the purchase price of the home. It covers you for as long as you own the property. The enhanced version will cover you for as long as you are living. So there can be items that can come up even post-settlement after you have owned and transferred the property that you're covered in on the enhanced. But you are insured for your ownership stake in that property so that if anyone was to come about or if there was any misrecorded deeds of trust or mortgages that were not yours, you'd be insured for those.
And when you say I was insured, you guys would take care of it. You'd pay for it.
Correct. We would file an insurance claim with our underwriter.
Yeah.
And at that point, we would make sure that your interest is protected.
Okay. Title insurance. When we come back, obviously, folks, you shouldn't do this without title insurance. But that's just one of the things you need to know. And when we come back, we'll ask Sean Marble, manager of Monarch Title, how you should the safest way to buy a house. This is Paul Berry. You're listening to Home and Family Finance on Radio America. My guest is Sean Marble. He's manager of Monarch Title, Incorporated, a company that happens to be based in Washington, D.C., but there are title companies all across the country that provide the same kind of service. Now, you can buy a house, I suppose. I don't know who'd be silly enough to sell you one without title insurance, but You know, that's not the smart way to do to buy a house. And I think that's the important part here. We live in a world where do-it-yourself is kind of taking over. I mean, we've got the net. We can Google anybody, Sean. We can go anywhere and get information that we want. And sometimes we think we can do these things. Would you advise anybody to buy a house without having a professional help?
Definitely not. I would advocate for anyone looking to purchase a home to work with a realtor because the contract process can be quite daunting, especially if you are in a multi-offer situation and there's several contingencies that need to be addressed. Working with licensed professionals in the industry is very important. You know, the rule of thumb and the way to think about this is as you mentioned, Paul, is it's a huge purchase, the largest purchase that many of us will make in our lifetime, and you want to, you know, have it done right. So let the professionals do the appropriate research and negotiate and advocate, you know, for your behalf for that.
Absolutely. And look, folks, here's what we're talking about. You're making this huge investment of money. And it is worth usually the cost of a broker or a realtor working for you can be anywhere from 3 to 6%, whatever that's generally around. And I know that because I'm a realtor and I'm not selling myself here. My wife is a realtor, so we understand the attraction of saying I don't want to pay 5% or 6%. And by the way, the larger your note or your mortgage, sometimes they'll reduce by a point or two. So nobody's getting stung. But it is so important to have this person who understands the language. And for you, Sean, and your company, it's a lot easier to talk to a professional than it is to talk to a would-be homeowner who has no idea what the heck you do or why it's important.
Exactly. The realtors really deal directly with the title companies to make sure that, you know, all the checks and balances are in place. And leading up to settlement, you know, all the questions that a purchaser or a seller may have. So, you know, we work very hard to work with both sides of the transaction to make sure that the seller is comfortable as well as the purchaser is comfortable with that transaction. Because it's something that, you know, we take a lot of pride in at our company. Yeah. And, you know, we take title insurance very seriously. We do not want anyone to have a claim filed. You know, that doesn't look good on us. And we don't want you to have to deal with that as well. So it's something that we work really hard on to make sure the tenancy is correct when you're a purchaser, to make sure that the survey is reviewed so that you can see how your lot line is in relation to a fence or a garage gate that might be in the back. And we do everything that we can to cross all the T's and dot all the I's.
So who do you work for? There's a house that we're purchasing. Does the title company work for the seller, or does the title company work for the buyer?
We actually work for the transaction. We work to ensure that the transaction on both sides is done correctly. So I always let people know that as a title company, we don't represent either side. We represent the clear title, and we represent the fact that all the documents will be correct and the title insurance will be in place. You know, we try not to go either way as far as representing.
Let me ask that question a different way. Yeah. We're talking with Sean Marvel, who's manager of Monarch Title. Who pays you? Then I will know who you work for.
Well, there are document preparation fees assessed for the seller. A lot of the documents we prepare are primarily for the seller to sign, such as the deed transfer, but the purchaser will pay for the title insurance.
All right, so the purchaser pays the money, but the seller's got to give up some of that for the services.
Exactly.
All right. You're listening to Home and Family Finance. We'll be right back with more. Stay with us. My guest is Sean Marble, who's telling us how it ought to work when it comes to you're buying a house, how you ought to do it to make sure that you're protected in every way. He's a manager at Monarch Title, which is a company all over this country. There are title companies who are just in business to protect you by not only researching the house that you're buying, but also offering insurance so that if something does come up, in the future, you're covered. You don't have to end up paying tons of money because somebody comes out and claims that you bought their house or that they have an interest in the property that you bought, and then you got to fight that fight. It does happen, doesn't it?
It happens more often than people think. The overall risk is quite low, but there are instances, especially with new construction, where there could be mechanics liens, there could be
mechanics lien. Explain that, because I'm new now. I'm just first house.
Yeah.
And you're sitting there talking to me about a mechanic. I don't know. I don't have any mechanics in my family.
Yes.
What is that?
So mechanics lien, when someone is building a property, they have contractors doing various work on the property. And if those workers are not paid, they can actually file a lien on the property and stop the work on the property. Or they could have done the work and then placed a mechanics lien after the work has been done because they've not been paid. That can be a cloud against your title.
Mm-hmm.
So you're protected with title insurance in situations like that. We have a vast reach as far as handling title insurance in 44 different states. So
okay.
We can we have a great staff of people that are well versed in different jurisdictions across the country.
But if I want to reach you, I mean, how do I find? I mean, obviously, I got to find a title company,
and yes.
So I could call or email you, or how do we reach out to you, for instance?
Sure. So my number to my office is 202-546-3100,
mm-hmm.
And you can always find great contact information for all of our offices on our website, which is www.monarchtitle.net, and that's MONARCHTITLE.net.
Is it possible to buy a house without title insurance?
Yes, it is a buyer choice. It's a buyer option. So it's totally up to you if you want to buy title insurance. And as a company, we'd never push title insurance on an individual, but we always explain to people that your lender requires title insurance. So if the lender is going to be protected, I would strongly advise you to be protected as well.
Okay.
Because the lender ultimately is going to protect their interest for the loan amount in the property, and the owner's title insurance is going to protect you for your purchase price. Which can be greatly different from your loan amount.
Can you have, percentage-wise, most people do this. I think any realtor is going to say to their client, don't be stupid here.
Yes, yes.
for a few dollars, it's worth the protection.
Yes, it's. I'd say 99.5% of people will get title insurance. It's very rare not to go.
Well, Sean Marble, thank you so much for coming in. What a pleasure to have you here on the program. These are things that we need to know about. And I'll call upon you again to make sure that we're telling folks what they need to know.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me. Thank you very, very much.
Coming up, what about that tax refund and the cyber hackers? Stay with us.